At this time, I want to turn the mic over to our national rep who is going to conduct our elections for us. And here's our national rep, Mr. Brian Strom.
Well, Kevin asked me to officiate the elections this time, so I do want to give you first the report of the nominating committee, and then I will share with you how I will preside over the election today, and then we'll go forward with the series of elections. So in the state of Alaska, you have two-year terms, and every 2 years, all seven positions are up for election. And so the nominating committee met last night, and here are the names that were put forward. For president, Kevin Whitley. First vice president, Kelsey Tallent. Second vice president, William Craig. Secretary, Linda Newman. Treasurer, Pete McCall. Board position one, Pam Van Hooser. Board position two, Orlando De La Cruz. I'm sorry, Rolando De La Cruz. I even wrote that wrong. I'm sorry. And board position three, Carol Alfaro. So the way that I will do this is because the nominating committee put forward each of those names, they will automatically be placed in nomination. At that point, I will call for nominations for each position three times. If at the end there is no additional nomination, then someone from the floor can move that nominations cease and that person be elected by acclamation. If there is an instance where there is a contested election, then what we will do is we will have an opportunity to hear from both folks as long as they are here, and then you will conduct the vote in your usual fashion. I'm not certain how you conduct it in Alaska, and we'll find out if we need to find out. Any questions before I get started? All right. At this time, the nominating committee has placed the name of Kevin Whitley in nominations for president. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Okay, it has been moved and seconded that nomination cease. A friendly amendment, and that Kevin Whitley be elected by acclamation. Is that a fair friendly amendment? Okay, and Charlie, do you accept that as a friendly amendment? Okay, terrific. So it has been moved and seconded that nomination cease and Kevin Whitley be elected by acclamation. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say aye. No. All right, hearing none, Kevin is elected. Congratulations, Kevin.
Congratulations.
I'll keep this short and sweet. You guys have been hearing this voice all day long. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be the president for another 2 years. We've got some exciting things ahead of us. We've got a lot of work to be done. Please reach out to me. I have an open door. You have my email address. Most of you have my phone number. Please call me. Reach out to me. Let's get together. Let's make plans, and let's build this federation and move it forward in the direction we want it to go. Thank you. You are the convention, and this is all about you and what you do as a blind person. Let's make it happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Now, you will note that for the first vice president, that is currently held by Katie Lester. Katie has elected not to stand for election again this time. I do want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like, Katie, to say a few words.
Yes. Can you guys hear me all right?
Coming through great.
Awesome. I wanted to say thank you for the opportunity of serving. I wish I can continue at the moment, but with my new job and my education going further to get my rehabilitation certification for a master's level, I don't feel I am able to put forth the full attention that my position deserves. And I still would like to help out as a member, but I appreciate taking the time to refocus and make sure I have everything in the straight so I can still help out and participate as I'm able.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you for your hard work and your service.
And I want to take just a point of privilege to acknowledge that, you know, in the Federation, our tagline is live the life you want. And I am very pleased that Katie is prioritizing her education and her career, especially because what she is doing will ultimately benefit all of us as she is an ambassador for our organization as she teaches people how to provide good services by her example, and as she provides support services to the people that she serves in the rehabilitation industry. So thank you, Katie. And, you know, we know you're not going anywhere. You're just going to be focusing on some tests and the like. So, all right. In that event, then, the nominating committee has placed in nominations for first vice president the name of Kelsey Talent. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? And?
I'll second.
All right. I need the rest of that motion, though, Mr. Kevin.
And be acclimated.
All right. So Kevin moves that nomination cease and Kelsey be elected by acclamation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, say no. Congratulations, Kelsey. Kelsey, would you like to say a few words?
All right. Come on up. Absolutely. I'll step back from the podium. We'll shine a big spotlight on you.
Oh, yeah.
Left mic.
Groovy. Thank you, everyone. I just want to say thank you, Katie, for giving me a great mentor and someone to look up to and some really big shoes to fill. I'm really looking forward to the next 2 years and the great things to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Congratulations.
All right. For the second vice president, the nominating committee has placed in nominations the name of William Craig. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? I know you guys are out there. Make a motion.
I hope that nomination cease.
All right. So move. He has moved the nomination cease and William be elected by acclamation. Do I have a second? All right. I've got a second from Kelsey. You guys are getting it. It's coming. It'll happen by board three. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Mr. Craig. Now, I believe that that William Craig is dealing with a personal matter in the moment and was not able to join us on the stream today. Is that accurate?
I'm here.
Okay. Yay.
That is correct. Okay. Now, we know that, as you've heard today, William is someone who he goes by Bill, right?
Yes.
He goes by Bill. Well, we know that Bill, from things we've heard today, is very active legislatively.
Yes.
Kevin has talked about him a few times, and we know that today is not any sort of an indication of his commitment to our organization, but you are a member of your family before you are anything else, and we wish Bill all the best. All right.
Congratulations, Bill.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. The nominating committee has placed the name of Lyndon New in nomination for secretary. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor?
I move to cease nominations and move for Linda to be acclimated.
All right. Is that Katie?
Yes.
And we've got a second online. Kelsey, they got you this time. They got you. All right. It moved and seconded that nomination cease and Linda be elected by acclamation. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Linda.
All right.
A quick thank you. And I didn't catch who seconded it.
Tom.
Tom, thank you. You'll continue to see my name in the emails. All right. Thanks.
Short but sweet. But also thorough, like her minutes. So terrific. All right. For the position of treasurer, the name of Pete McCall has been placed in nominations. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? I need a motion. All right. Do I have a second to Kelsey's motion that nomination cease and Pete be elected by acclamation?
I'll second that. Oh, bam, go ahead.
And thirded. I love it. All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Mr. McCall.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Pete, anything you want?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're coming through.
Oh, it's just been a real privilege this past year and a half getting to know everybody, and I look forward to serving everyone again. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. I will tell you, right after I became president, Mark Maurer was our representative, was my first representative as state president. And he said, if you ever want to make people mad, mess with their members or mess with their money. Mm. And so I appreciate that you've got
that's true.
In the job and willing to do the work. Thank you. Thank All right, you. For board position one, the nominating committee has placed the name of Pam Van Hooser in nomination. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor?
I'll motion to see his nomination and elect Pam as board right. one.
Katie, you are luckily a second. So are you perfect. Okay being a second on this one?
That works.
All right, perfect. Next time we're going to throw a big boom out over the whole audience here. But all right, so it has been moved and seconded that nominations cease and Pam Van Hooser be elected by acclamation. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Pam.
Pam
is online.
Thank you, everybody. I look to be more involved this next 2 years.
All right. Look forward to that. Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.
For the second board position, the nominating committee has placed the name of Rolando de la Cruz in nominations. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Brian has moved that nomination cease, and Rolando be elected by acclamation, seconded by Kelsey. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Rolando. You are certainly welcome to happily have you at the podium. There's a little cross table, and there you go. Right around.
All right, thank you, and let's make our affiliate stronger, and go Alaska.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Love that state pride. Awesome. Congratulations. For the final board position, the board has placed the name of Carol Alfaro in nominations. Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Are there further nominations from the floor? Kelsey. Yeah, I believe in you. I believe in you, Kelsey. Go for it. That's all right. That's all right.
You don't know me.
I assume you vote that nomination cease? Yes. It is a lot of word salad. So I appreciate you guys throwing it out there. All right. So, okay, it has been moved and seconded that nomination cease. Carol Alfaro be elected by acclamation. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Congratulations, Carol. Here she comes. Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and honored. It's a challenge I accept.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me say, so let me congratulate all of you on your elections and also to commend you for your willingness to serve in these positions. I do want to say one other thing here as a point of privilege, and that is that there are others of you in this room who have not been elected to positions. Maybe at this point you have chosen not to run. As you have heard this weekend, there's a lot that needs to be done. And that sometimes the best leaders are the ones who just roll up their sleeves and get things done. And you do not have to have an elected position to do that. So whether you are an elected leader or not in this organization, there's plenty of work for you to do. We're eager to have you do it. So thank you all for your service in whatever form you give it. Appreciate it.
Well, I think the only way we can top that is with the door prize. What do you say? Yeah, no, and, you know, we've got a lot of exciting work ahead of us, and like Ryan was saying, we've got some membership building to do, we've got some committees to put together, we've got some chair positions to be filled, and we have some things to be done. So just because you're not on the board doesn't mean you're not able to make a difference in what we do. And like my friend from Louisiana Center for the Blind always says, just because you're blind doesn't mean you can't do.